That's it. Let it out. Express those feelings. Let it out, Mr. Z.
Raw. Raw. Raw.
You try being zombie. Your life will be slimy and crummy and bleak. People will hate you and say you're a freak. I can't get a hug from my very old mommy. You try being zombie.
But there's a lot more to this story, Sonny, so just bear with me while I relate it to you.
There was a time I was perfectly normal. Sometimes casual and sometimes formal. It was early to rise and early to bed. Then came the night of the dead.
No one saw that coming.
They bit me on the arm and then on the leg. Now all the girls tell me that I have the plague. They say I'm vicious and should go to the vet. But I can't even meet them on the internet. I wake up every morning with nothing but stress.
Your breakfast is yogurt, but I have to eat flesh.
Is that really true, or is it just a myth? You think that's bad?
Now stay with me, son.
I have lots of talents. I wear many hats. But I drive a bus for these blood-sucking brats. They boss me and diss me and show me no respect. It's the life of a monster. What should I expect?
But believe it or not,
I'm sorry if that sounds too sentimental. I could have been Dr. King or even Gandhi, but I'm a zombie.
Now's your chance to show them what you got.
I can take all my troubles and tie them in a knot.
You can flex your muscles and you can save the day.
I can see the light and I'll show you the way. Yes, I'm proud to be a zombie.
Mr. Z, you're on the verge of your lucky streak.
And I'll prove once and for all that I'm not a freak.
You're better than Barack or maybe even Romney.
Yes, I'm proud to be a zombie. Yes, I'm proud to be a zombie.
And if you call me names, I'll eat your brain.